Welcome friends, today I'm going to talk about testing mobile broadband devices in Windows 8. My name is Sumit Mithal and I'm a program manager on Windows Network Services at Windows Division at Microsoft. I have with me my colleague John Archer, who is a senior test lead in the same division. He's going to present a demo at the end of this slide. So today I'm going to talk about testing mobile broadband devices in Windows 8. Mobile broadband is fast emerging as a preferred way of connectivity and users demand a lot of features and scenarios built around it. Microsoft has made significant investments in Windows 8 mobile broadband that ranges from new feature set to improved performance to quicker connection times to great purchase experiences. So high quality drivers are needed to support these great user scenarios. This session will provide a quick overview of how to test your mobile broadband drivers and devices. Microsoft provides test content through Mobile Broadband Certification Program. I will provide a brief overview of test content, system requirements, and key improvements that Windows 8 brings to you. In the later part of the presentation, John Archer will walk you through a quick demo of running mobile broadband tests and how to read the results. So first, starting with the Mobile Broadband Windows Certification Program. Mobile Broadband Windows Certification Program is based on TAFE, which stands for Test Automation and Execution Framework. This is different from Windows 7 and other logo programs such as Wi-Fi, wherein we use the NDIS test framework for certification. TAFE is very lightweight testing framework and have no dependency on NDIS binaries. So its major advantage is that it grants you the ability to execute individual tests. This way, you don't have to run complete test suites in case of any failures. It's much easier to debug too. So as I mentioned on the slide, so this mobile broadband testing is based on single machine topology. You don't need any special configuration for testing. You just need a Windows 8 machine and a mobile broadband device and you are ready to go. So few key areas that are tested through this Windows certification program are as follows. So we test basic mobile broadband functionality, which include testing the OIDs, testing the general functionality and behavior, testing whether the driver is compliant to Windows driver model or not. Moving on to next is MB class driver compliance. MB class driver is new for Windows 8. Support is included for USB-based GSM and CDMA class of mobile broadband devices. IHVs don't have to write their drivers for these technologies. For WiMAX, IHV's drivers are needed. So you can test your WiMAX IHV drivers through MB Windows Certification Program content. Moving on to next is power and performances. We have special focus on these fundamentals in Windows 8 kit. Next is NDIS 6.3 compliance. So NDIS 6.3 is a new driver model version that provides enhanced power management capabilities. Moving on to next, it's USB Selective Suspend. Windows 8 include native implementation of USB Selective Suspend. No alternative investments by IHVs are required. Then it's a Wake support. So for the first time in Windows 8, we have brought a Wake on mobile broadband. And MB Wake will enable all the AOAC, which stands for Always On, Always Connected scenarios on mobile broadband. This will make mobile broadband drivers in parity to Wi-Fi drivers. Moving on to next, we have a couple of if implemented features such as multi-carrier multi-mode, EEPSIM, USSD, and we have test content related to these also in the MB Windows Certification Program kit. Next, I'm going to walk you through some of the key improvements that we have brought to Windows 8 Mobile Broadband Windows Certification Program. The first one is tape-based execution. So it grants you the ability to run individual tests, test groups, and entire suites. So if one of the tests fail, you don't have to run the entire test group. You can simply run the failed test and pause and work on debugging it. The second big improvement is the reduced execution time. As compared to Windows 7, so we have reduced the execution time to approximately by 70%. Then we have spent a lot of focus on improved documentation. So in Windows 8, you have the test documentation that provides detailed view into the test content. Every single test group is listed in the document. Last but not the least is the improved logging. So test in the log files map directly to the test documentation. It helps a lot in debugging the failed tests. Moving on to next, I will hand over to my colleague John Archer for showing you a demo of how to run the MB certification test and how to read the logs.
My name is John Archer, and I will be showing you a demonstration of the mobile broadband test content kit available in the WDK. Today I will be showing you the standalone execution model. This is executing the mobile broadband test without the WOK or the WDK. So you start by entering the TAFE executable working directory, which is where I am now. You begin by typing TE for the test execution binary. You pass it the parameter of the WAN logo test DLL, and you pass the parameter list. This shows an easy to read list of all of our tests that are in the kit this time around. So these gray lines show the test groups, and the white lines are the actual tests themselves. So first we will go ahead and run a single test. So I write TE and pass the test binary name. And then there is a name parameter. We will run the single SMS test first. So we will try SMS config query. This will run one single test and then provide us an output log. All right, so at the bottom here, you can see that one test was run, one passed, and then you get the pass notification. We will open up the output log file, and this logging format is new for us in Windows 8. It's very easy to read format. At the top, you have a suite summary. It tells you the name of the one test we ran, which was test SMS config query. This blue box explains the name of the test, the description, and also the requirements that it maps to in the certification program. So this next block of text here explains the expectations of the test. So it, in human readable format, which is duplicated in our test documentation, it tells you the pass criteria for the test itself. And beneath this block of text, you see the actual output with timestamps of the OIDs as they pass down to the driver and the return values and whether or not your pass or fail the tests. So this allows you to take the test documentation, which clearly outlines the WAN test content, and reconcile it with your log file easily. So now I will show you an example of executing an entire test suite. We will, instead of running a single SMS test, we will run all of them. So let me begin again by listing the tests that are available. And as you see here, the WAN logo test SMS suite, we're going to run all of these tests instead of just the first one. So to do this, you start by typing TE, WAN logo tests. And then for the name parameter, you specify all of the tests by typing test SMS and a star. And this will wildcard and execute all of the tests in that group. For the larger test suites, it may take a minute or so for the test to complete. Now that the tests have finished completing, you see that there were 6 tests in total that ran and 6 that passed. Opening up the HTML file that explains the test output, we now see that there are 6 tests listed up here instead of the one that we saw before. And you can zero in on a specific test here we'll look at test SMS read all messages, and it'll hyperlink you down to that area of the log file. So this allows you to quickly navigate large log files. Again, you can see the test expectations clearly defined before the log output, and then here along the same verbiage you see the test expectations and then the actual OID criteria that was sent down to the driver and the output from the driver itself. So this completes the demonstration and hopefully gives you a good idea on how you can run the mobile broadband test content in a standalone mode in Windows 8. Thank you.
Next steps. So you can leverage the mobile broadband test tools for ensuring quality and getting certification from Microsoft. And we want you to provide us feedback so that we can help you, we can serve you better. So for more information, you can check out the related sessions. Session number 260, Overview of Windows Certification Program for Hardware and Applications. Session number 659, Windows Hardware Certification Kit. Session number 341, Overview of Mobile Broadband Devices. For certification program requirements, you can walk through the documentation from Windows Certification Program. And if you have any questions, any feedback, please feel free to contact us on mbtalk@microsoft.com. Thank you.